Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Spokane, which is just almost right smack dab in the middle of the American Redoubt. We are definitely surrounded by patriots. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there. It's a beautiful morning again.
It's a lots going on, lots to look forward to. Got some stuff coming out today, a YouTube video.
Yes,
we'll be talking
a couple
about
of them, actually.
Yeah, yeah. This is wild. I mean, I don't even. Rudy Giuliani says that Joe Biden is not even electable after the videos that are coming out now.
Wow.
And the folks that are at the highest levels leaking what they're having to watch.
Right.
This repulsive pedophilia, allegedly Hunter Biden, that is involved in, and it's being exposed.
Wow.
I mean, it's vile. It's the worst level of vile.
Right.
And daddy's been covering up for him, apparently had knowledge of the activities. More and more is being leaked out by people that are saying, oh my gosh, I can't talk about details, but this dude can never be president.
Right.
He's not even, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're getting right now. Of course, it's all not substantiated right now, but these are, you know, credible people who have been credible in the past, revealing information, you know, at high levels.
That's right. I mean, it says that, I was just kind of skimming over an article earlier titled Hunter Biden's Business Associates Helped Chinese Tycoons Meet with Obama White House Officials. And so there's so many Chinese links with the Bidens. It's not even funny.
Right.
And then, of course, this whole pedophilia connection is even scarier as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the Chinese, yes, are very scary.
Yeah.
But the pedophilia thing is just so revolting to me. I can't even believe it.
It is. I just, well, let's just say this is a friendly family-friendly Christian radio show. So
yes, and so we will refrain.
How I really feel about people like that.
That's right.
Anyway, you know what? Their sins are being found out. They're being exposed.
Yep.
Light is being shed on the things that they have tried to hide in the dark. And these people that want to rule the Western free world. None of us are perfect.
Right.
But, to pretend to be something when you're completely, I mean, when you, everything about your life is an entire lie and built upon deceit. And it's just vile. It's just vile.
I know. Right.
So
as if it's not bad enough, the associations with China. Right.
And yeah. And the communists. Yeah. I mean, they are literally, was this kind of a tongue in cheek, I guess, but they are literally in bed with the communist Chinese.
Right. I know.
And wow.
Well, so. And here's the great part. Here is the great part that we're going to be talking about for the rest of this week is this association with China and how we're so fortunate to have this all being blown up right now where it's all being exposed. They're really starting to dig in hard and investigate all of these Chinese connections into this election.
Well, we'll talk
and
about
so,
that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
so
that. Let's do
the
word of the day. First one, talk about the Lord. We really need to be able to, we need to be
thanking the Lord for this, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Thanking the Lord for all that he has provided us, including his word and including a discernment, for being born in the most amazing, most powerful nation ever to exist in human history, and for the willingness to be able to be used by him as his instruments to fight for this and fight for the soul of our nation, the souls of our children, and those around us.
Right. I agree.
And okay.
Thank the Lord for that.
I do.
Okay. So the word of the day for Wednesday is coming to us from Psalm chapter 138, verses 6 and 7, which read, "Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me."
Wow.
So, yes, that is our king right there. And I don't care how big China is. I don't care how big any of these problems are that we're facing right now. He's way bigger.
What's the address there again? One more time. It's Psalm 138.
The Bible address for this is Psalm 138, verses 6 and 7.
Okay. You know, I'm seeing a common theme here. You know, right now, Lord, you'll stretch out your right hand against my enemies, right?
Right.
And on the last couple of days, the scripture of the day has made reference to the Lord will do the fighting for you as he fought for you in Egypt, you know,
that's right.
And yeah. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but there's a theme here, there's a common theme. And so this is clearly an enemy bigger than us and, you know, bigger than what we could take on by ourselves. You know, every American, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we should all be armed, you know, arms, ammunition, food supply, medical supply, and start logistically preparing yourself geographically, you know, relocating strategically if you've prayerfully sought that decision out and that's right, the right thing for you. Really, when you look at the scope of what we're up against, you and I had a really great conversation yesterday afternoon. Yep.
We're going to duplicate it.
Yeah, if I were China, if I were a Chinese general and I was commissioned, you know, you need to plan the destruction of the United States so we can colonize it. How would you do it? And I got thinking, oh my gosh, it would be unsurvivable.
Right.
What I would do to start putting my mindset in that, not even talking about, you know, like gamma weapons, you know, anything like that. Just talking, I would hit it with an EMP, boom, over each coast.
Right.
About 7 to 10 days later, I do it again. Boom, hit it again. I just stand back and just watch all this, you know, scatter. And then you start rolling in with troops to help with international aid, right?
Right.
And you start establishing security. You know, because of our security situation, we have to do this. Who could stop you then, really, in the world? Everyone who could or might come to your aid would be terrified to even step in that direction, knowing that they're next.
Right.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say, it's hard to say, right, what their exact strategy might be, but considering General Hayoshin's statements of how they plan to be as ruthless as they're going to be. I mean, let me just read this to you from his speech that he gave. He says, specifically, the following are the fundamental causes for their defeat, meaning the Nazis. First, they had too many enemies all at once, as they did not adhere to the principle of eliminating enemies one at a time. Second, they were too impetuous, lacking the patience and perseverance required for great accomplishments. Third, when the time came for them to be ruthless, they turned out to be too soft, therefore leaving troubles that resurfaced later on. And so when I think about what their strategy might be and how we have never seen anyone more ruthless on the planet than the Nazis. We've never seen that kind of anybody that could surpass their ruthlessness.
Not in modern history anyway. I would say Genghis Khan would probably be.
I would say like Genghis Khan was quite the conqueror. However, he wasn't, what is the word that I'm looking for? Like an insidious, satanic thing that he had going on in the not, you know, like,
right.
like Hitler had going on.
Right.
That was satanic. You know, I mean, you can kill your enemies. You can have a war, you know, you can have battles.
Right.
And you can go out and conquer and be successful. It's another thing to go beyond and have like this demonic factor to what you're doing to people yeah. And children and horrible ways of treating people. And this is what the Chinese are referring to, saying they failed because they were not ruthless enough.
The Nazis failed because they were not ruthless enough to have secured world domination, which is what the Chinese goal is. So they're not going to make right. that mistake. And this is what General Heyoshin said.
Right.
Clearly, he said, we must. I mean, it's mandated. In the 20th century, it is the century of China.
Right.
And it will be the United States, then Canada, almost simultaneously, and then Australia.
Yep.
For the natural resources and the land and the space, what they call living room or living space,
right.
because we have the broad, sweeping, wide open lands.
Right. And their very first element was going to have to be Taiwan, they said.
Yeah.
And we're watching Taiwan. We're watching developments with Taiwan, but as more of these things are being revealed and exposed with how entrenched this Chinese Communist Party is already in America with the flipping of Virginia, yeah. the funding of the flipping of Virginia to a Democratic state,
right.
a Democrat state is mind-blowing to me. That's just one of their small things.
And this administration is exposing massive amounts of deeply penetrated CCP, the People's Republic Army, Chinese military and intelligence infiltration in all of our institutions, including our government,
right.
at the highest level. I mean, we have people like Joe Biden and all of these, so many people in Washington, D.C., that are all working backdoor deals with the Chinese.
Right.
For these power plays it's treason. Treason.
That as well as Gates being so directly tied to China with all of his everything concerned with Microsoft, first of all, and then everything yeah. concerned with vaccine production, virus production.
Mandatory vaccines with nanotechnology yep. and yep.
Quantum dot
yep. technology.
Yep.
So it's a big deal. It's a big machine. It's a behemoth. It's something that's just like
right.
You know, it's not just about training with your buddies in the militia and waiting for them to come into your town and you ambush them and you send the enemy packing, you know,
right.
with their tail between their legs.
Right.
This is so much bigger than that. You know, like I was saying, the EMP would take care of the military, telecommunications, the command and control. It would just basically neutralize
right.
90% of it.
Well, so I just wanted to bring that up because my opinion would vary from yours only in that I think that if I was going to match their ruthless plans, I would be targeting all of the population centers with something that would get rid of the people but leave the structures.
Yeah.
And they've already stated that as well. They've been really, really working hard to try to figure out how to leave our structures intact, but
right.
to get rid of us. And so, the only thing that I've ever heard of was in physics classes and stuff that I was in college, when they were trying to develop gamma technology and gamma weaponry. And so I don't know how far that has gone or what their capabilities are in that kind of range, but that as well as biological attacks, you know,
yeah.
you could even a combo of something gamma, gamma dropped as well as bio. But, that would be the most efficient way, I would think, that if you wanted to get rid of the populations and then considering...
Then all your infrastructure is in place,
yeah,
untouched,
then, and it, and then they've got the scenario, just like General Heyoshin described, where they just walk in, you know,
yep.
and they don't have anything they have to build, you know, they just come in and assume.
Yeah, so they could use a virus and say, oh, it's a mutated version of COVID-19, which is in place because, you know, President Trump didn't handle this situation correctly, and if he had, this could have been stopped long ago, but now this is his failure. So all of our major cities, people are dying. You could really resort to something as simply as bringing in food and aid relief for the city populations, poison it, and all these people die
right.
just from simply poisoning them and saying, oh, this is an advanced case of COVID-19, which is, you know, because of Trump.
Right.
I mean, they could say anything they want. We're seeing that right now in the news and in the media
right.
with all the stuff happening with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all of these people being exposed, who knows about it?
Right.
The Christian patriots, the conservatives who are listening to alternative media. It is absolutely being buried. It is being buried by the mainstream media. People, they stare at you like you have two heads if you mention any of this stuff. It's conspiracy theory to them.
Right.
That's how effective they've become.
And so, according to the statistics, 77% of the U.S. population lives in urban areas. And if you look on the map of the United States, that 77% is largely found along the coastlines, both east and west coast,
right,
with a few, you know, major dots centrally located and kind of sparse, you know. But the USGS, the U.S. Geological Survey, they say that only 6% of America's landmass is actually even developed. And so you've got 94% of our huge landmass is undeveloped, with 77% of our population in the urban areas.
Absolutely.
And so if I was a Chinese general, I would know that.
Oh, they do.
And so,
well, hey, we've got to take a break. Let's go ahead and do that now. And we come back with the audio file from one of the YouTube videos that's coming out today.
Yep.
And we'll continue this discussion. This is really important. I wouldn't stop with an EMP. There's more. Poisoning the major cities and their food supplies, that's next. And then in my evil, diabolical plan, we'll talk about that in a second when we come back. But this segment is brought to you by KD Armor, serious body armor for serious times. And these are serious times. Check them out at katiearmor.com, and that's spelled C-A-T-I as in come and take it. katiearmor.com. We'll be back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt right after this.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. Minutemencoffee.com.
Christians, give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace.
Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs, whomever among you sees a wrong.
That we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
We can see clearly that America is fighting for its very soul.
I will end the Muslim ban on day one.
Imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working toward one people under one God, saluting one flag.
I'll be a president who seeks out, listens to, and incorporates the ideas and concerns of Muslim Americans. I will include having Muslim American voices as part of my administration.
Let me quote from the Bible, from 1 John chapter 4.
The Prophet Muhammad instructs, your vote is your voice. Muslim Americans' voices matter.
Welcome back to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630, plus our live streaming. Check us out at radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the Listen to RFR tab and click on the Support tab if you like supporting us, which we really are grateful for. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And welcome,
good morning to
segment.
Everyone out there. Yes, for segment two, we're all ready.
That's right. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage to train, customize training on your property, in your vehicle, at your place of business, your life that you live day to day. You need to train in that environment, and that's what they do, strategicself-defense.com. All right, now, speaking of that, defense and all that kind of stuff, what I was going to say, the next thing I would do is I would roll in as a Chinese general with all tanks full. I mean, it would not hold back.
Yeah.
It would be a full blitzkrieg, and anytime I experience any resistance, I don't care if it's a single shot, somebody with a deer rifle, I would just stop, back the troops up, cordon off the area, eliminate the grid square, call in your artillery, call in your rockets, everything. Just completely turn it into just sand.
Right.
And then you move on to the next. And the next time you take a round where your troops take incoming rounds from the next town,
right,
you back off, you annihilate the entire thing. Poosh! Eliminate the grid square. And that's how you just keep rolling across the United States.
Yeah, except, you know, we don't know. This is strictly speculation. We're just saying that according to General Hayosian's speech and everything that we're looking at in the news that's coming out and all the stuff that is being investigated and the intelligence coming out from all different directions, and even our own generals right now, I would really encourage all of you to get onto YouTube and check out the interview with General Spalding about the CCP's disinformation campaign. The TikTok ban is what that's called. And that's only a 23-minute YouTube presentation. So I would really encourage that you watch that. But it's very good.
I've got the trailer for that. If you want
well,
me,
that's the other one too.
Oh, okay, that's the one I got queued up here for the next one.
Yeah, this. I'm sorry. The one that I was just telling you about is called China's Stealth War Exposed by General Robert Spalding. And that was just posted on YouTube. And so if you get the chance to check that out. And this other one, we're going to go ahead and play the trailer for that. And then it comes out at some point today. And the name of that is called The American Republic versus the CCP.
Ooh, nice. Okay, here's the trailer for it.
They can put together a scenario. In fact, they could change the result of an American election. TikTok to American popular culture, specifically to possible young voters, is a Trojan horse.
What I saw on WeChat and the Chinese TikTok are all anti-Trump information.
Every mobile app has a widely open backdoor that can do whatever they want to.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok.
China seeks to become the Saudi Arabia of data. This is really the convergence of technology and warfare for the 21st century.
The violence that broke out in the past.
If they have to pick between Biden victory and maybe it create this chaotic America, which one do you think they will pick?
That's the scary part.
All right. The guy ends it with, oh, that's the scary part. Right. And now it is scary on its face. But here's the thing, folks. This is why we're turning. Did we scare the daylights out of you yet? This is why the Jews, the Israelites, were faced with overwhelming enemies. There was absolutely mathematically no way they could prevail. But how they did was when the Lord said, trust in me.
That's right.
I will fight your battles,
yep,
for you. You place your faith and your trust in me and you watch what I can do. God can dispatch a single angel that can kill 180,000 people in a night.
Yep.
One single warrior.
That's right.
And so when we cling to him right now, this is where we were really got into this debate yesterday morning about the revival,
right?
Or is there a revival in America? This is what we need, is a revival that we will not get to our knees and have the revival we need without persecution, without some level of persecution. At least that's the pattern we've seen with God's people before. Not always.
Right.
But
like in Nineveh, they didn't have to face the persecution and they were asked to repent by Jonah. And they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, but here's the thing. We and several, how many others have been calling for this nation to repent? And it hasn't. It just keeps just yawn. You know, you cannot get them woken up. Well, I think now the church is waking up. I mean, when you start to see pastors, you start to see churches chained up at the doors,
right,
closed. Pastors being arrested, fined for holding church, you know, because of this so-called COVID, or this really the CCP virus, then now we are seeing the church begin to wake. I think we're seeing a stirring that will become a revival.
I think an awful lot of that should be attributed to President Trump and his staff of pastors that he's pulled them together. He pulls those pastors together regularly. They meet together regularly. And those pastors are some of the major, most famous pastors in America that, mm-hmm. you know, have their own television program. They have their online presence. And so he's taking their message and, you know, his message with them to their congregations finally.
Well, I agree with that. But I want to say one more thing. Before we give Trump the credit, it is the Holy Spirit that is doing this.
Oh, without a doubt.
He is clearly only a tool. And he is a tool much like, you could say, Cyrus, King Cyrus, or any number of different people throughout history that the Lord used. Even though they weren't godly men or godly people, they were still used for his people, for God's purposes.
Right.
And in the process, you know, I don't know where Trump's heart is. He says he's a Christian. And we're seeing, I've not seen evidence of Christian faith in our presidents, in how many presidents?
I know.
At this level.
And they'll say that they are, but you know them by their fruits.
Not in my lifetime.
Right.
I don't believe it. I've not seen it match up. Even the ones who, you know, dedicated church-going Christian, the Bushes, you know, massive globalists, driving us toward a globalist system, an anti-American system.
Right. And so essentially, I mean, yes, this is the early morning commute, right? And we don't mean to be laying this heavy thing upon you, but we are the watchmen, and what we don't reveal, we could be held accountable for. And so if we're uncovering this truth, as well as all of the intelligence agencies that are now kind of exposing the same thing, we feel it is our duty, and we are not serving you in love if we're not telling you.
Yep. And we want to encourage you too. And hopefully we're able to do that as well. Trust in the Lord. Turn to him.
That's right. He will fight for us.
Absolutely. You know, and all the Israelites, they had swords and they had them strapped on. Sometimes they had to pull them out and swing them. And the Lord gave them victory and gave the enemy into their hands. And sometimes the Lord did the fighting for them. So just be standing, be ready, and be prepared. So anyway, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed rest of the day. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here, 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. Have an awesome Wednesday, and blessings to all of you.